This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. I hope your day is starting well, and we want to start it the best way by seeing what God has to say to us. I love opening my Bible with my heart open to God and saying, God, I'm just reading words on the page, and that's all they are unless you take them and make them alive in my heart. And you know, when I do that and I say, God, I'm listening, then God so often, in fact, usually, as I'm reading, God starts challenging me about my life and changing the way I think about things. And he'll do that for you too, if you'll build your life around his word. Nothing better than living life in fellowship with God. We're talking this week on the theme of being set free. You know, yesterday we talked about this great passage in Romans chapter 6 in the Bible, where the Apostle Paul says, do you not know, that is, you ought to know, that we have been connected with Jesus Christ in his death? That is, when he died, we died. So there's nothing left. I don't need to live with this fear in my life of, well, today, if I do something wrong and I don't confess it in time, God's going to eject me from his accepted people until I think of that thing or notice it and confess it, then maybe I'm right with God again. No. God has looked at my whole life and pronounced me guilty. He sentenced me to death, eternal separation from him. And he's already carried out that sentence of death, because when Jesus died, I died with him. That's finished. I don't have to worry about it anymore. But now, he says, I'm connected with Jesus in my life as well. And that means that he is there ready to live his life in me. You know, that may not seem like a reality to you. You may feel like God is not accepting you. But if you have ever in your life truly put your trust in what Jesus Christ did for you at the cross and asked God to enter into your life, forgive you, and begin to remake your life how he wants it to be, then that spiritual transaction has taken place. I don't know if you live near the ocean, but I love to go to the beach. You know, one of the things, when you stand kind of in the water, right on the beach as the waves wash up and then the water rushes back out, if you look down at the water swirling around your feet and moving quickly, you can feel like, whoa, I'm moving, and you're kind of leaning to get your balance and feeling like you need to fall over. You might feel like you're moving, but in fact, you're standing firm on that underlying sand that's not really moving. And our position in Christ is like that. It's a truth that's there, whether or not we feel great in our relationship with God, whether or not we feel like everything's okay. You may need to deal with issues in your life. You may need to get things right with God on the relational level. But on the level of your connection with him as his son or his daughter, that is settled by your relationship with Christ. You are in Christ. That's how God the Father sees you. In Christ, whom he loves so much. In Luke chapter 11, verse 13, Jesus says, if you then, being evil, with all the sin in your heart and life, he says, if you know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? Well, your heavenly Father. That's what God is to you now. Whatever you feel like, you can count on that. He is your Father. Why don't you turn to God right now and thank him for his love for you as your Father? I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.